Welcome to the Elective Rotation Podcast, Critical Care Pharmacy Minute, where I discuss one critical care pharmacy thought in about 1 minute. I'm Pharmacy Joe of PharmacyJoe.com. In this episode, I'll discuss what I think is a safe amount to increase short-acting opioid doses to control acute pain in hospital inpatients. When short-acting opioids are not effectively controlling a patient's acute pain, I first check to make sure maximal non-opioid therapies are being employed. Then, if the opioid dose still needs to be increased to achieve adequate pain control, I will increase the dose. If the patient's pain level is moderate, I will usually increase the opioid dose by 25 to 50%. If the patient's pain level is severe, I will usually increase the dose by 50 to 100%. If the patient has risks for respiratory depression, such as frailty, concurrent benzodiazepine use, sleep apnea, or COPD, I will increase by a lower than usual amount. When titrating short-acting opioids in uncontrolled acute pain, the dose changes can be assessed every few hours for efficacy and safety. When making recommendations to a provider for titrating opioids in acute pain, I'll first make my recommendations verbally, then leave a detailed progress note. For instructions on how to write a pharmacy progress note, go to my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. It's download number 14 on the list.